In a city with a long history of switching between Democratic and Republican mayors, Meg Kelly held the office for Saratoga Springs Democrats. After serving as deputy mayor under outgoing Democratic Mayor Joanne Yeftson since July 2016, Kelly will remain in City Hall under a new title for the next 2 years. Yeftson declined to seek a third two-year term. Kelly thanked her supporters Tuesday night at Democratic headquarters.
I think we were door-to-door, we were grassroots, I had social media going, I had the younger kids working with me, the high school and college kids. I think it was a fabulous collaborative group that just made it work. You know, we worked really, really hard. We came into the game late, and we did it. We worked hard.
Kelly defeated Republican Mark Baker 54-45%, according to unofficial returns. Baker, the former longtime president of the Saratoga Springs City Center, was disappointed with the results but positive about the tenor of his campaign.
When you run for a race, when you're involved, there are choices. And you know that. One person's going to win. And this evening, that did not pan out for me. But I have absolutely no regrets for running. We ran a campaign that was upbeat, positive, I think was based on principle, and I think we did a good job with it. In fact, I know we did a great job with it.
Baker congratulated his opponent.
I wish her well. It's going to be a job. Serving in a public office is always difficult. I think there's going to be a number of challenges coming forth. I'm hoping that she can bring the consensus that I know I could have brought to the other council members to get some things moving.
Also on the citywide ballot, Democratic County Supervisor Peter Martin was elected to succeed Chris Mathiesen as the next public safety commissioner. He defeated Republican Don Brame.
We've got some good years ahead for Saratoga Springs, so let's all do a little celebrating.
Mathiesen, also a Democrat, is retiring. Replacing Martin on the county board will be Democrat Tara Gaston.
I'm just incredibly excited and honored and humbled that as someone new to politics, that the residents of Saratoga Springs have chosen me to represent them.
Republican Matthew Veach will keep his county supervisor seat. John Safford, who was defeated in his bid for county supervisor, had words of encouragement for his fellow Republicans. Safford also lost a bid for mayor in 2015.
Candidates sitting in this room and people that you know, we need to get the candidates that can win. And you know them. You know them. We just cannot be, we can't be complacent about this, and we can't let the fact that we've lost something stop us.
Commissioner of Accounts John Frank and Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan, both Democrats, and Republican Commissioner of Public Works Anthony Skip Scirocco were reelected to the Saratoga Springs City Council after running unopposed. Even with Kelly's victory, uncertainty was hanging over Spa City politics after voting. A ballot question to overhaul the city's charter and establish a new governing model was too close to call and will depend on absentee ballots. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.